Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. As always, we go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And we're going to visit with Whitney Redepenny this morning. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
So are you glad it's spring finally?
I'm hoping spring is going to be finally here to stay. I'm ready for some warm weather. I'm kind of over winter. I'm ready for that nice spring weather.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are with you there.
Yes, for sure.
Whitney, tell us a little bit about yourself before we talk about our subject this morning on Doc Talk.
I am Whitney Redepenny. I am the pharmacist at Johnson Memorial Health Services. I actually graduated pharmacy school at North Dakota State University in Fargo, North Dakota. Prior to going to pharmacy school, I attended Dawson Boyd High School, and I grew up here in Dawson, so it's nice to be able to come back and serve the community.
Awesome. I remember you. You're a good athlete for the Blackjacks back in the day.
I did perform in quite a few different sports. I ran cross country,
yep.
Played basketball, and ran track. So, yeah, it's fun to come back and support the community as well in that aspect.
Yeah, actually, weren't you on the state cross country team?
I was, yes. You have a good memory.
Yeah, good experience for you. So.
For sure.
All right, so what is your title, Whitney, at your pharmacy, you said, right at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
Yes. Okay. Yep, I am the director of pharmacy here. I actually became the director of pharmacy here last year in June, so I'm coming up on a year of being here. We've been busy, and it's great to be able to serve that community that I grew up in and I continue to live in.
All right. So what do we want to talk about this morning on Doc Talk, Whitney?
I'm actually just kind of talking about the Johnson Memorial Health Services Foundation Annual Bash, All That Jazz, which is held tonight at 6 p.m. at the Hilltop Bar and Grill and Event Center in Dawson here. I just want to talk about some of the things that, with the foundation's help, has been able to support both the pharmacy at Johnson Memorial Health Services, as well as being able to get a MedSafe collection receptacle for unused medications. And with their help and the fundraiser that we're having tonight, these funds can help support our community.
Yeah, that's an annual event, the bash, right?
Yes. Every year we have a bash through the JMHS Foundation, and we try to get the community together to kind of fundraise for certain things that the hospital actually needs or anything that JMHS Foundation feels that they should help support.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good cause there to support the foundation. It takes money to purchase things and do things, right?
Yes. To be able to offer everything for our community, we all need to kind of be able to help out each other and pitch in our hands where we can.
Okay. All right. And you talked about a medical place to put your drugs and stuff, right?
Yes, and kind of like what we talked about this right away on the show, it's spring, so it's the perfect time to do some spring cleaning. So in addition to your spring cleaning, why don't we try to clean out that medicine cabinet and remove those expired, unused, or leftover medications that we're no longer using. So what do we do with all these medications? We don't want to flush them down the toilet or put them down the drain, as these medications aren't able to be removed from our local water treatment systems. And unfortunately, if they're not being removed, these medications can actually end up in our lakes, our streams, and can hurt fish and other aquatic wildlife and end up in our drinking water. So we're wanting to offer this MedSafe drug collective receptacle where patients and families can come in and drop unused medications. With this, we're trying to reduce any potential abuse that could happen, so trying to remove them from the home medication cabinet. In addition to the environmental impacts that I had discussed, there is that risk of accidental poisoning. So drugs are highly susceptible to be misused or abused. Studies have shown that people actually abuse prescription drugs often obtain them from family and friends, including from their home medicine cabinet. So we're not only going to help our environment, but we're going to hopefully reduce the risk of potential misuse or abuse with removing these medications.
Right. Yeah, that's a really important factor. Now, you got me going. I'm motivated to go through my medicine cabinet and take the drugs that I don't use or have been there for a while to take them out and discard them in a proper way, right?
Yes, exactly. So this is just an easy way that you can go through that medication cabinet and dispose of those medications. So that MedSafe drug collection receptacle, it honestly kind of looks like a mailbox. It's blue, just like a typical mailbox.
Okay.
And it's actually going to be installed here right at the front entrance of our Johnson Memorial Health Services Clinic. So right when you walk in, you'll be able to see it right there. And within the drug safe receptacle, there is a lock on it. So that is one thing that it's offered during our clinic hours when it's unlocked to be able to put and place those medications in there.
So that's not there yet then, right?
It's not quite there. I'm having some help with maintenance install it.
Okay. But it'll be there soon, and then people can do
yes.
that, right?
Yep. As soon as our maintenance comes in and installs it, we'll be good to go. And just to clarify, to drop off unwanted medications, there's just a few things that patients and families should just follow, is just checking the list of accepted items that is located on the MedSafe itself. So it kind of has a list of acceptable items that you can place in there, as well as unacceptable items. We want to make sure to leave medications in their original container. You can certainly de-identify it by removing your label from the medication, just because we want to make sure it's a confidential way to dispose of your medication, as well as dropping off the medications when it is unlocked. Once again, I said we do have to lock it. So please do not lock, or please do not place the medications outside of the box if it is locked.
Right. Yeah, you see that a lot on the news now that, you know, it's if you're addicted to drugs or whatever, that, you know, people look for that. So, you know, like you said, it's springtime, good time to do some spring cleaning in your medicine cabinet.
That's right. And you might have seen, actually, the DEA posts the National Drug Take Back Day every year, and that was held this month as well, so it's another good way to get, you know, go through and get that medicine cabinet cleaned out.
Okay. All right. Did we touch on everything, Whitney, or you have anything else?
The only thing other, I was just going to kind of mention again, like I had said, some pharmacy regulatory things that we are needing to do with a couple new standards or regulations that are coming out regarding mixing or compounding sterile preparations. Each year, there are millions of compounded sterile preparations in the United States to meet unique needs of patients. And sterile preparations include medications that are given by injection, intravenous infusion, or IV, intraocular injections in the eye, or intrathecal, which are injections into the spine. And there are regulations that come through the United States Pharmacopoeia that we have to follow as a healthcare facility to maintain patient safety as well as healthcare safety. With these, we had a couple new regulations that came out just November of last year, and they are enforceable this November. So we are just making some minor renovations to make sure we comply with those regulations, and then just continue to make mandatory regulations for our patient safety as well as our worker safety.
Okay. All right. Real good, Whitney. If people want to contact you, if they have some questions, how can they do that?
They can certainly call here at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and they can ask for me directly if they have any questions. And if they have questions regarding what specifically to drop off at the MedSafe, they can certainly call before they come. Otherwise, once again, we do have a list of medications listed on the receptacle or that MedSafe, what can or cannot be disposed of.
Okay. And you're taking donations for this MedSpace, I'm sure, like at the bash tonight. But if people wanted to make a donation, they can just contact you then?
Yes, actually, the person of contact would be the JMHS Foundation, or Sandra. She is kind of the head of the JMHS Foundation. She's done a wonderful job at trying to put this bash together, and it's going to be a fun time.
All right. Well, Whitney, thanks a lot for joining us on Doc Talk this morning. You have a great time at the bash tonight at Hilltop Bar and Grill, right?
Yes, thank you. It's going to be a fun time. There's going to be some fun music to listen to.
Do you dress up for that?
Like you know, you can wear your fancy attire if you like, or you really don't have to. It's not a certain dress code, so you can come as you are, or if you want to dress up for a night out, you sure can.
All right. What time's that start tonight, then?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. All right. Great. All right, Whitney. Always nice visiting with you, and thanks for joining us on Doc Talk this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
Yep. Whitney Redipenny, pharmacist at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.